There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And by the way, too, I had mentioned this yesterday. Actually, we talked to Greg Wingo with the Great Alabama 650 race. That is that canoe race from up at Lake Weiss down to Fort Morgan. Well, we almost have the leader, that Bobby Johnson, who has been the leader of this pretty much from the get-go. Looks like he has passed y'all in Point Clear. He's between Point Clear and like Big Mouth. And they're going to come down that way. They're going to come across the front of Big Mouth and down, and then cut the whole way back across Fort Morgan to come back to the boat dock. So they'll go the whole way down like they're going to go in the ICW. Then they turn and go west down to Fort Morgan. But he is at mile 618 right now, so he is not far. And then behind him, Sally O'Donnell, who has won every time for the females in this tournament, which is the fourth year doing this. She looks like she is. Let me look at my map. So she is in the Blakely, coming down. How about this, Causeway people? She's, you know where Butthole Creek hooks up there? She's kind of coming down past that. So she should be at this pace probably next couple hours. If you're down at Mayor State Park or somewhere, you'll see her paddling through. And then the rest of the pack is further up the river. There's people still way on up the river behind them. So you'll have people finishing probably even into tomorrow out there. Remember, if you go to remember off the top of my head, Alabama AL650, AL650.com. You'll get the tracker there, and you can watch that if you want to go check those teams that have been on this 650-mile canoe race from Lake Weiss to Fort Morgan. Cool stuff. All right, I look up, and I see Mobile School Board member-elect Johnny Hatcher in studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Sean.
Lots to talk about here. I got on a kind of a school rant the other day.
And, I heard.
You know what? It doesn't take much to get me there. So I want to, first of all, something you and I have talked about through, gosh, even before you ran for office here, is this question of securing our schools. And, you know, this is, mm-hmm. this happens every time. So you have a tragedy happen, mm-hmm. and then everybody's talking about it. And then a month goes by or something like that. It's like, it's not in the news. News cycle, but you and I both have kids in school. Nothing's changed for me about securing our schools.
Nor has it changed for me. Sean, it's on my radar. It's going to stay on my radar until we get it fixed. It's not going to end with me.
Because it does, I mean, it does get pushed back.
People get complacent easily. Yeah. And to be honest with you, everybody's got their own lives to go through, mm-hmm. and it's tough. And I don't want people to be scared. I'd rather them be, you know, content and happy and feel secure. They should.
Right.
I mean, our schools are secure. Not to the level they need to be, but they are secure.
But this idea, so, and we talk about security at a lot of different levels. I mean, locking doors and things like that, mm-hmm. those kind of things. And then beyond that, though, the thing that's got the most discussion when you're on here with me, gets the most calls and texts, and that is having an armed person there. Now,
yes.
The discussion has bounced around who that would be. I think you and I both like this idea of having somebody who's law enforcement, police department, sheriff's department, depending on the area of the county they're in.
The jurisdiction.
They would be assigned to the school.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the most economical as well.
Okay. And I want to get into that, too. We talked about this in the past that Mobile County School Board for quite a long time was a no to having guns, you know, having an armed person there. And something kind of changed.
Yes.
Something changed.
All of a sudden, with the last school shooting, it became a great idea to do so. And look, I'm not opposed to it, but right. There's a better way. Let's take the better approach.
But I'm saying the one of the kind of the opinion of the body had changed that mm-hmm. that, okay, we can have somebody with a gun.
Well, because that's quick and easy, but it's a mandate on a major cut.
Okay, so explain that to folks, why you see it that way.
Well, I see it that way because you have roughly 15 resource officers,
mm-hmm.
and they have a sidearm.
Talking about here is this idea of arming school resource officers right. versus what Johnny's talking about. And
yes.
Okay.
Now, the resource officer would have these sidearms. They would be going to their schools like they do now. They're not assigned to one school, they're assigned to several schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of these resource officers, and you know what, they can say this is far-fetched, but so are school shootings.
Mm-hmm.
But you take this guy, he's got a gun, he goes in there, he's in the school, a fight breaks out, he's there, he gets involved. Now you take a violent situation and make it a deadly situation, potentially deadly situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a gun's there, the gun's in play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you say, the gun is there, it's in play. So my fear is one of those children getting the gun out of anger
mm-hmm.
and using it, or the resource officer having no choice but to use that gun. I don't want to compel them to do that. I do not think that is the right thing to do.
For a school resource officer?
That's
but,
right.
But what about a deputy or an officer?
Well, now here's the thing. I'm all for that's not apples for apples.
Okay.
The thing is, the resource officers, They need to get involved with the fights like that and stuff like that when they're there. When a law enforcement professional is there, they don't need to be getting involved in fights.
Right. They're not there right? for that.
That's not what they're there for.
Right.
They're there to protect that school from an outside terrorist attack or just disgruntled parent come up there. Or, you know, mm-hmm. they're there to protect from outside harm.
Right. So I think I am on the same page. The school resource officer, unarmed, they do things like break up fights and do those things.
Their jobs are three jobs. We have three problems in the schools today. Number one, drugs. I think we can all agree to that. The vaping, whether it's got fentanyl in it or not, it's still a drug.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them do have THC. The ones that they've been recovering, I think it's like 60% of them have been THC. So we've got a big problem.
I'm going to come back to that. So you said drugs is number one in that.
Mm-hmm. Drugs, truancy. Mm-hmm. Number two, and then you got property crimes,
and
that's three things.
That's school resource officer land,
yes,
right? That's
their
job.
For 91 schools, you've got 15 resource officers. Don't you think they have enough to do already?
Mm-hmm.
You take and put a law enforcement professional out front in a marked car in a uniform
mm-hmm.
that has access to an AR-15 in the back of his car.
Mm-hmm.
He's got body armor, Kevlar helmet. When he goes in there, he's trained. They train in these schools already for active shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So when they strap up, they're ready to go, and it's an immediate response. We don't have to call 911. 911 dispatch the law enforcement, and then mm-hmm. law enforcement dispatch their deputies or police
right.
officers. It's immediate.
Right.
There's
so,
no better plan
so, and,
that
and,
I've heard.
Yeah, you're saying still have these 15. It sounds
sure.
like maybe that there
they
should
have
be
a
more.
Job to
there
do.
Should be more. But
they have a job to do. There is a job for them.
You believe there should be
them.
More school resource officers?
I believe right now we need to go ahead and focus on the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get a handle on that. I think that's a big issue. So when you're dealing with the drugs, you can deal with local law enforcement as well, bring them in. So you really don't need
okay,
to hire
so
a bunch of resource officers.
SROs.
So I think it's adequate at this point.
And then the idea is out front or out back or wherever
right.
is positioned, there's somebody who, if it's in the city of Mobile, then it'd be somebody with, it'd be an mm-hmm. officer with MPD. If it's in the county.
That's
or
right.
if it's in Saraland, it'd be a Saraland officer. Is
That's
that,
right. That's right.
And so you
Well, Saraland has their own school system, and they are doing that.
Right. So let's talk about, you said the economics of this. Okay,
well,
so how much does this cost, right?
Well, if
we
were
to hire, no price is too high because I, you know,
of course,
right?
anybody could. But at the end of the day, we are not the federal government. We can't keep printing money. We're going to run out sooner or later.
That's right.
That just ain't going to happen. So,
right.
here's the thing: we could contract with the sheriff's department for their area,
mm-hmm.
and I think 60,000 is the number that we've come up with.
Okay. And that puts that deputy
yes.
at that school
yes.
when the school's open, they're
That's
there.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
All right. That's they're there from the time school opens to the time school is out. That's
okay.
it. All right. Or we can hire a resource officer for every school. Now, here's the thing about the resource officer at every school. They're there, they have a sidearm. They don't and you you take that professional there, it costs them, I think it's $74,000. Each one of them have to have a degree to be a resource officer, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They got to have a college degree. That's part of it. So you're up to about, to finance them, I think you're looking closer to $80,000.
Okay.
And then you got, hey, you got to, that's it. You got to birth that baby because you got tenure after that.
Right.
They become tenure after 3 years. Then what?
Yeah, they're part of the school system.
It's
not
done.
In this case.
You got them.
So the deputy would still be a Mobile County Sheriff's deputy.
And that's right. But every year, we have to pay them more.
Mm-hmm.
And more. They get these raises. Every year they continue to get these raises.
SROs.
And yeah. Pretty soon it's unmanageable. You can't do it.
Okay,
now,
so then
with
to
law
the flip
enforcement,
side,
yeah. You take this law enforcement, it's cheaper. And with technology being what it is today, and I'll tell you what, Davison is a very good school for people to go look at for security. They do a very good job there. That's one of the models in Mobile. Now, Davison, when you do that, you go out there to look at their school and see how safe it is. That technology exists, so we can be doing this to every school.
Okay.
And as soon as we get all this done, I'm telling you, we can pull back the officers, and then we only have close patrol, which costs nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Let's do this. We'll run the news, coming right back, more with Johnny Hatcher, because I do want to visit the question about the vapes in school. People are talking about that. And also, the kind of timeline. You know how I am. So if we're going to, we're going to do more enhanced security, but when? When's this going to happen? All right, be right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, Friday style. Glad to have you here. Let's check in with David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. And a little bird whispered to me, you got some trucks to talk about. Now we're talking.
Yeah, happy Friday. We do. We just bought a 2017 Chevrolet Z71 crew cab. We're going to pick it up first thing in the morning, so it'll be here tomorrow evening. I pictured everything up of it Monday, but we've got, I think, three other 17 and 18 model crew cab trucks that are Z71s and two and four-wheel drive. Got a good look at inventory right now.
Okay. The inventory of financing is also something we talk about. Give people an idea about their options there.
Financing has stayed good here. Everything you hear on the news, I mean, it may be affecting mortgages and everything else, but it hadn't affected us at all. Our finance rates are great. You just need to come out and let us see if we can help you.
All right. Give them directions to come see you.
We're at Plantation Highway 90. It's 1 mile south of I-10 in Theodore. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068. Go on our Facebook page today, LCM Motor Cars, check it out and see if you can help us find a stolen Hummer we got out. We got a $500 reward for it.
Yeah, I'm looking at this guy's face on your Facebook page. And, you got some. It's like Olin Mills couldn't have gotten such good pictures of him. So, yeah.
We do have some good cameras, thanks to Lyle.
That is good
Works
stuff.
Good.
Well, yeah, y'all go check that out. David, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Hi, buddy.
There he is, Dave McCrary, checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Yeah, I was looking at those pictures there during the news break, and they are, like I said, even with the hat on, he looks up a couple times here and gives you like a really good picture. Y'all go check that out, LCM Motor Cars on Facebook. All right, continue our conversation with Johnny Hatcher, Mobile County School Board elect. When does it officially start?
After November election.
Okay, so after November, after that, the day after, I guess, the votes are counted, you're the only... Yeah
well, after the votes are certified, absolutely.
Okay,
that's it.
But you've been on this thing... You're not even on the clock yet, and you've been on this.
You have to. If you think that when you get elected to these boards or you appointed to a board or you just sit on a board, if you go in there and do it for the title, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You've got to get in there and work hard to make a difference.
Well, you're getting a head start on this for sure.
Doing my very best.
Let's talk about this vaping thing. Because there was a news earlier on the station from our national news was talking about the number of vapes. Something like 2.55 million middle and high schoolers in the U.S. are reportedly using vapes. Now, that could be tobacco or nicotine. Not tobacco. It's not,
it
nicotine.
Could be.
Nicotine. You're saying here in the schools that these that are collected A lot of them have THC?
A lot of them have THC in them. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let me tell you, my son, both of them go to Theodore High School. Well, one's in CLC because he can't act right, and he deserves to be there. And, hey, let me tell you something. Ain't nobody going to be easy on my kids. I want them to be tougher on them than anybody's. And he went there because of that. He went there because vaping in class.
Okay.
Not once, not twice, but three times. And I, you know, I'm going to have him tested. I think the boy's limited. You just don't do that three times. And, right. and, you know, it's either that or he's got a very bad disrespect problem, which I think we've corrected that.
A little reset button on that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, okay. Right. If you take him and turn him around and probably about 3 foot below his head, that's the reset button.
Gotcha.
That's how you do that.
I gotcha.
So we reset him, and we got him. He should be finishing up over there and getting back to Theodore. But I have another son at Theodore, and he was getting out of the shower about a week ago and had his clothes. And when he's walking out of the door, his mother is right there in the hallway and kind of bumped into him. Well, his clothes dropped and out came a vape.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. And she says, "What is that?" He says, "I don't know. You dropped it." He says, she says, "No, I didn't drop it." Right. And he says, "I don't know." I said, "Well," she said, "Come here, Johnny." So I went over and I looked at it and I said, "Son," I said, "Where'd you get it?" He said, "School." I said, "Okay." I said, "Go to your room." So I get it, and I went ahead and I called a friend of mine, and he says, "Well, what's it look like?" And it was one of the little square ones that plug in and stuff. He said, "Well," he said, "most likely that's just going to be a regular vape."
Okay.
He said, "Now, if it had one of the cartridges, I would tell you to take that and go have it tested." Because I'm telling you, we're finding a lot of them that have THC.
Okay, so the vaping, not just nicotine, THC there. And then the question is, too, parents are worried about fentanyl.
Well, I'm going to tell you, when it comes to any kind of vaping, you don't know what you're vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you buy it and it's got this nice little package, Strawberry Hill or Blueberry King or whatever the crap they call it, you know, you don't know what's in it. You have no idea. Nobody cares. How's it taste? That's all they care about.
Right.
So you don't know what you're vaping there. You dang sure don't know what you're vaping when somebody else gives it to you.
Yeah.
It's the very reason that nobody takes pills from anybody. When you have a headache, if you ask somebody, it's going to be somebody you really trust to give you medication.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to just take anything.
Right.
So if I'm out and working and I've got a headache, I normally stop by the dollar store, if I don't need but just two pills. And I know somebody's got some right there in their car. I go and buy my own because you never know. Now, these kids, they're very trusting. That poor girl that died, let me tell you this. That girl from fentanyl, she took that. She didn't take this from these real dark trench coat wearing people with gold chains and all this stuff, this stereotype. That's right. Somebody she trusted, she loved, and she knew would not harm her.
Yeah.
And look what happened. And that's what's happening. When you take this, and these kids are not just taking it from anybody, they're taking it from people they trust. And I'm telling you, that kid that lived will never be the same. He'll never, ever forgive himself for what happened.
We got about 90 seconds left, so we're going to have this discussion going forward. What do you want parents to know on a timeline here as you talk about getting in them being certified, the votes, to make a decision here about using officers and deputies and stuff to securing? Mm-hmm. So is this something I'm going to see in the next year?
Yes. When I take seat on that board, I'm actively going to be hitting the ground running and pursuing these things. These are things that are important to me.
A lot of parents are listening.
Bringing the paddle back.
Yeah.
That's important to me. If you don't want your child paddled, that's fine. You come get them, take them home for 3 days. But I can show you a text from a teacher today that was very vulgar that two students told her at two different times, and they did nothing to the students. I'm just telling you, these things happen on the regular. If they knew they were going to get their butt tore up, I guarantee you that mouth wouldn't be near as foul. And they'd be respectful, not disrespectful. So, and again, the parents who don't want it done, that's fine. You come get your kid and you take them home for 3 days.
Right.
Because we're not going to deal with them.
We'll be talking about this before before we get into through November and you get seated on the board. Johnny, it's always good to see you.
Oh, and before I forget,
yes.
The coach that you had, the coach out there got in trouble for using corporal punishment. Let me tell you about that. He's back reinstated. The child had no problem with what happened. The parents had no problem with what happened. The community embraced him and said what he did was the right thing to do. Now, were all those people wrong, or do we have a bad policy?
Question to be asked,
there
and we'll
go.
Talk about it going forward. Good to see you.
Hi, bro. Thank you.
All right, news is next. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Hi, I'm Sean. Glad you're here. Y'all say hello to my friend Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And we're going to start off our discussion on this precious metals because you and I talked earlier in the week, gold and silver trending up, right?
They were, and it was interesting because last week, I mean, silver was down in the $18 range. Gold was in the low 1600s. Now silver's over 20. Gold is over 1700. Things are moving back up again. And it's one of those things that always surprises me because every time it starts to move up, it kicks people in the tail a little bit. It makes them get off that, you know, get off the fence and say, oh, I was going to go ahead and buy some silver. Well, I better go ahead and do it now before it gets any higher. And made it a busy week down here at the shop, Sean.
Yeah, I guess you do see that because, I mean, you're front and center with people coming in to buy precious metals. And we'll talk about the different ways they can do that. But you see, there are probably certain numbers out there. Or is it hitting a certain benchmark number, or is it that percentage change in price that has all those people hitting the buzzer to come in to the shop?
More of a percentage change in price, because all of us have not all of us, but most of us anyway, do the same thing. We watch metal prices trending down, and instead of saying, hey, it's dropped a little bit, it's a good time to buy, we go, man, it's dropping, I wonder how far it's going to go. And then it hits bottom and starts to come back up again, and then we go, oh, wait, that was the bottom, we better hustle up. And we would have been better off buying as it was dropping than we do as it's climbing, because it tends to spike a little quicker on the upswing, move a little slower on the downswing, but we all tend to react backwards to that. Now, that being said, I have been able to keep plenty of inventory in stock, both on gold and silver, so we've been able to take care of all our customers pretty well.
People buying it in bars? Are they buying more coins right now? What's trending at the shop?
A little bit of everything. I mean, we've been selling the 1-ounce rounds, the 10-ounce bars, and even quite a few of the 100-ounce bars lately. We've had some people that have come in, they've been looking and thinking and talking and basically converting some of their assets from paper assets into hard assets. We had a couple folks come in that had sold some property, moved some stuff around, and we're putting a pretty good amount of money into silver and gold, and we've been helping to make that happen.
All right, so somebody, let's talk about that. If they're going to come talk with you about that, figure out what's right for them, I mean, they just walk in and say, hey, I'm looking for precious metals? I mean, is it that simple?
It really is that simple. We do have a lot of people that they try to study on the internet, they get a little flustered. We always recommend to them, hey, check out our podcast, You Guys and Some Change. We'll talk about more about that later. But we do a podcast talking about gold and silver metals. You can come into the shop. We're going to give you the little show-and-tell speech, talk about the different put-ups, the different products, why you might want gold, why you might want constitutional silver. Once you're comfortable with what you want to get, then we'll start moving forward with those transactions. And that doesn't happen every single day at the same time. We've had people take weeks, even months, to decide what they want to get.
All right, well, let's start that process. Tell them how to find you in the real world, online, and yeah, let's talk about the radio show too.
Yeah, we're in Midtown at 2204 Government Street, just down the street from Little Flower Catholic Church. Online, mobilebaycoins.com. Like and follow us on Instagram or on Facebook. Check out that radio show every Tuesday night right here on FM Talk 106.5 from 6 to 7 p.m. with Two Guys and Some Change. And if you miss us there, you can check it out as a podcast. Just go to twoguysandsomechange.com.
Thanks, Angelo. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one, sir.
Hey, you too. There's Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Let's check some text here as well. So Greg says, this is interesting. So if Johnny's listening, Greg says, what about bringing back cleaning toilets in the boys' bathrooms or pretty nasty locker room cleanup? Why don't we bring back some form of corporal punishment? I still don't get it. So, you know, that is true, too. The menial task, I don't know why. I mean, I remember that was always a thing, right? There was a fear of being put to work detail at school if you goofed up. Let's see. Adam just filled up in Greenville, paid $3.59 per gallon. I told y'all, I mean, fill up now because by Monday, $3.59 a gallon will be probably $3.69 a gallon. Adam says paid $94 to fill up. I don't want to play this game, but I will. So I got a 36-gallon tank. I got the big tank on the F-150. I'll post some of my receipts, maybe. And I gotta buy a lot of diesel this weekend. Be buying diesel, you know, for running tractors a lot. I'll post those diesel receipts. Like my buddy Ben sent me some. What it cost him, like for a half fill up. Diesel. I mean, diesel never did come down much, even though gas prices came down, and of course now on the way back up. And like Jay Young said earlier, he really sees the trend continuing to go up for like really for quite a while. With the situation with OPEC cutting production, and obviously with us not having, we're short. I mean, we're short 8 million barrels a day into the country, and can we produce that 8 million? Probably not. But if we produced another 2 or 3 million, it'd make a big difference. But we're not there. Those prices will continue to go up. But yeah, diesel stayed higher than what? Can I say any of the higher things and not be offensive? Higher than blank. Okay, I can't say that one. Higher than elephants. Oh, higher than eagle. It's just going to be high. I've just had to work my way through. I don't think I can say any of those things and keep my license. So Gary says, I had so many errands today. I missed my AM listening pleasure with the station. Will we be live Monday with the holiday of Columbus Day? Have a super great weekend. Thanks, Gary. You too? Yes, we will be live on Columbus Day. Well, maybe we'll talk some 1492. Maybe we'll do that. Which, by the way, side note, the stones to, and listen, we can talk about the history of Europeans in the New World. There's a lot of not great things, right? But let's just for a second talk about the stones. I can say that. Of getting in a ship. And going, I don't know what's really out there. I think we can get to India. I don't know how far it is, but y'all, come on, let's hop on here and go. And let's. I mean, what? Thank goodness people did that. But I mean, what about that? We'll maybe talk about that on Monday. King of all named unnamed texters said, "What is the optimal speed for gas consumption?" I was always told the optimal driving speed for gas consumption. I was always told. It was 55 or was it 35? Maybe it was 35. I don't know. Can somebody correct? Dalton, maybe you can Google that. Wasn't it 35? Maybe it's 35 miles an hour is the best ratio, I think. But it also, king of all unnamed texters, it depends on the vehicle, right? But it depends on what vehicle you're driving, where it hits that sweet spot. Philip, don't post those receipts. I told wife gas was super cheap near the hunting camp. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody helping me here. High as giraffe ears. Thank you, unnamed texter. You saved me from myself. High as giraffe ears. Indeed. Or Larry and Daphne says, higher than people walking down the middle of the street in Tillman's Corner at 2 a.m. on a Wednesday. Ooh, that is high. That is really high. Don't give me, because we got to go to the news here. And Eaton Barnard from Taylor Martina Rowan's going to join me in a second. But because the people walking across the street, so I drive airport coming and going here to the station, and nothing's changed. The people that like play Frogger, like people walk across the street and assume that you're not going to hit them. It's an amazing thing to me, that this assumption that, like I run across the street like a fool, like with a fool with my pants on fire, because I don't know who's driving out there. I don't know what if they're paying attention, but there's, here on Airport Boulevard near the station, airport in 65 where we are, there's a lot of people just stroll across the street. I guess assuming that all those people driving aren't going to run them flat over. So, hey. Monty says higher than Willie Nelson. Good. You're helping me with these because I went to these eagle thing and elephant. Thank you for saving me from myself. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.